Yum, 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 yum. A kid's meal sure is fun.
Like this.
Ever see food
at such a tasty price? Ever see food cooked up so quick and nice?
Ever see food
for lunch? Like the seafood at Red Lobster.
We know how you love seafood.
Hello, everybody. I wanted to talk to you about something very special. Very, 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 very special. You must drink the tea that I'm giving you today. It is so important for the body, mind, and spirit. You have no idea what it can do for you. If you just take your time, meditate, drink the tea, you will be very, very happy. Very happy. Good morning, my love. I wanted to leave you a special note just to let you know what a fantastic evening we had last night. It was so colorful and beautiful and sensual. And I just wanted to tell you, it was the most amazing time I have ever had. You have touched my heart in a way that I cannot express in words. Merci, mon amour.
All right, you blokes. What do you think you're doing standing there? What's up with you? What do you think you're doing? You're supposed to be going and going and going. Come on, let's get going. What are you just standing there for? I told you a million times. You can't sit on the floor when you've got to be going on for this game that we've been waiting to play. Would you get off your bloody arse? Let's go, Ruddy. Come on.
Good morning. And how's the sun treating you today? Fine, it's good to hear it. You know what I like about coming out here and just relaxing? It reminds me of when we were all young together. We used to come around here and old man Gertie would bring the ice cream truck and my brother would be playing baseball in the fields. My mama and Aunt Rosie would sit here all day just talking and thinking about everything under the sun. I felt so safe here, so quiet. I guess you never know your home until you leave it.
Excuse me, sir. Sir, could you come here for a moment? You forgot to give me the milk with my tea. No. It's not at all. No, it's unforgivable. Unforgivable. I'll tell you right now, I'm not such a political person. But let me tell you about these Americans. They are ridiculous. They are fighting these wars. They are doing things. They have no control over themselves. I am telling you, I have had enough. If you want to save yourself, drink some wine. Just drink the wine and shut up. I have pains in my hips and pains in my feet and I'm still alive. I'm growing older. You have to have patience for me. You have to let me, you know, have compassion. So I'm 98 years old, but I'm still standing and I'm still thinking and I'm still talking to you.
Guarda, beautiful man. Oh, if you could come here with me and talk to me, huh? Could you come over? What's the matter? Where are you going? Where are you going?
So one morning, I woke up and I saw the light coming through my window. I wasn't feeling quite right. And I decided to just sort of, you know, open the curtains. And I opened them. And standing there, I'm only on the second floor. Standing there in front of me is Superman. I mean, can you believe it? This person in this costume standing there in front of me, basically plastered against my window. I'm saying to myself, what the hell? What's going on? I come from Russia. I want you to know that it was a very long trip to come here. I feel a little bit woozy because they gave me some terrible vodka
on the plane. It wasn't good. It wasn't, you know, pure vodka.
I can't stand it. When I'm driving behind somebody in a car and they pull up in front of me, I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. They pull up in front of me and they don't blink their blinkers and then they expect me. What do you expect me? What am I supposed to do? What's up with that? What the hell's up with you? You know, I'm talking to you. Can you hear me, you stupid
There is one thing I love to do. I love to walk down Madison Avenue and look into the stores and see the beautiful dresses and the beautiful people. And just take a walk in when it's, you know, a sunny day, not too hot, not too cold, and see so many people from so many different places. It's fascinating to me how many people there are in New York City that are so different and so alive, and they are just like little treasures, all of them.
Bonjour, mon chéri. Qu'est-ce que tu fais? Viens ici. Viens ici que je te donne un baiser. Non, mais qu'est-ce que tu fais, imbécile? Bonjour, madame. Comment allez-vous? Ça va bien aujourd'hui, quoi? Ben oui, tout va bien, merci. Venez dans mon magasin, je vais vous montrer ce que je peux vous donner, quoi. Ben oui. Oui, alors.
Oh, I have this terrible stuffy nose, and I have a cold, and I just don't want to, I don't want to do anything right now. All I want to do is lie in bed and drink some foods, and that's all I want to do. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. I'm in this place, and I'm lost. I lost myself. But I think that if I just close my eyes and make a wish, I'll find where I was before.
I'm looking around. I don't see nobody. I don't see nothing. What? Where is everybody? Where is everybody?
I'll get you, my pretty. You and that silly little dog.
Lou behele nimbe hedni. A silly mulu limbe histu menal the hen in o soul. A pole in the bauber ne silly loom. Floon.
Oh boy. Sieg Heil, meine Fohlen, sieben Wieden, am meinen sieben großen Mann.